Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yud Beis Siman Gimel. The Chayadim introduces an interesting scenario where a person puts something into dirt, actually, but the goal over there is not to have it take root. The goal is just to preserve it there. The ground is moist. It keeps it fresh. So he gives the following case: many parachim asavim. You have flowers, or you have types of herbs. He puts them into the ground. He thrusts them into the dirt. Erev Shabbos, he wants to keep them fresh. To be able to smell them on Shabbos. We'll talk about that in a moment. A person can take them out from the dirt on Shabbos. It's not considered kotzer. They are not planted. Therefore, there's no act of ksira of taking them out. Sometimes, even though a person does not intend that it should take root, it starts to take root. A shoot from a plant which you put on the ground can start to create, to develop roots. So if it starts to take root, then it will be kosher to remove it. So this that we're allowing, this is only in the case, shlo hishrishu, it did not take root. And furthermore, begam eino roitza b'hashro shosan, the person did not intend for it to take root. He didn't put it there with the goal of taking root. Because if he did, that's a form of planting, like we discussed before. So even though it has not taken root yet, since it's been put there to take root, it's going to be also to remove it. It's considered some form of planting, therefore there's going to be some form of cursor to remove it. But the person did not put it there for the purpose of taking root. He has no interest in it taking root. So it has not taken root, so it's not considered mechuber to the ground. It's not considered kosher to remove it. Now, if you have a plant which you want to smell, there's a concern if it's a fruit which a person can eat, it's attached to the ground. The person likes the smell of oranges. He goes over to an orange tree which is attached to the ground. He wants to smell the orange. So we have a problem. We're afraid that once he smells it, he might decide it's a good idea to take it off and to be tuxira. But a plant which is only for the purpose of smelling, a person has bushes which have jasmine or something of that sort. They have a nice smell. So you're allowed to smell those on Shabbos. And the Chayim will talk about this later on. Even though they're attached to the ground because they smell just as nice on the tree is off the tree. It's harder to eat something on the tree, but in regards to smell, it's the same. So this idea that he's allowed to go over to the plant and smell it, even if it's on the ground, you're allowed to smell it, even if it's still attached, for sure, if it's not attached at all. But the Chayyarim's point over here is that you're allowed to actually remove it from the ground. He also says that you're allowed to put it back into the ground. Are we concerned that when the person thrusts it back into the ground, that he's expanding the opening, and he's doing some form of choresh or of boina by expanding the opening? So the Chayyarim is not worried about that. This is a discussion in a case. To put there the chachila the first time would be a problem. You're creating some type of an opening to put the plant in as you're thrusting the stem of this flower into the ground. But once it's been put in and pulled out, that itself creates a certain amount of width in the channel. So when you put it in a second time, it's not a psik ratio that you're expanding it. It's also not beneficial necessarily to expand it. So therefore, it's not going to be problematic. So that's the idea that the Chayyarim is introducing over here in Sif Dalet, that there's something which is in the ground, which is not put there for that purpose. It's just put it there to maintain it. And that's not going to be considered mechubar l'karka. This is different than the case which we had before, where you put it into water. Water is a growth medium where some people grow things in the water. So we had a problem of taking it in and out in that situation. But this is less common in that regard. So they didn't put any type of limitation in that regard of taking it in and out. Okay, have a good day.